All right, Terry, the Indian season, it's been good, it's been bad, it's making me nervous.
It's been clunky.
It's been clunky. Is that how you describe
it? Just, you win three in a row in Texas, you think, they're going to have a big-time April.
I'm like, this is huge.
Of course, they never have a big-time April with Terry Francona. You just don't want a disastrous April. That's the thing I always tell myself. I mean, the remarkable thing, last year, when they had the best record in the Central Division, 94-68 they were. They were not three games over 500 until the middle of May.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And so they started three games over 500, but then they took care of that real quick because they lost their next three.
Okay.
So.
What are some of the highlights? Let's talk about the good stuff first.
The good stuff first. All right. Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar both were big concerns in spring training.
Yeah.
In fact, Salazar's coming off an arm problem at the end of last year. Had an up and down spring, but kept saying he was healthy.
Right.
He's healthy.
Good.
He's really throwing well. Carlos Carrasco had a broken hand at the end of last year, got hit by a batted ball, then in spring training an elbow problem. But he's been terrific. In fact, if anybody's been their best starting pitcher.
That's great.
It's been Carrasco.
Okay. So that's two good things.
Two guys that I thought I was worried about in a rotation.
Okay.
Kluber's been just iffy. You know, but I'm not worried about Kluber. Okay, I am worried about Josh Tomlin.
Yeah, their other starter.
Yeah, why would you? You've watched some.
Well, what? He gave up a lot of runs last week, I think.
Like seven runs in one and two-thirds innings.
His very first pitch was a home run he gave up.
Yeah, it was before they were able to give the game time temperature. You know how they wait till. Because they always want to give it right as the first pitch is being thrown.
Okay, and then it was hit out of here.
You know, game time temperature, you know, 81 degrees. Right. Game time starts 8:06 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like game time temperature, boom.
Right,
kid named Tim Anderson just hit it out of here. I hope he's okay, Amanda, but you always worry with Tomlin because he has had shoulder surgery in his past and reconstructive Tommy John elbow surgery.
Oof.
Now, he told me he was feeling fine in spring training. He doesn't tend to pitch particularly well in the spring, so it's hard to know. And remember, he doesn't throw very hard, so you can't sit there and look at the radar again. It doesn't tell you a thing.
Okay.
But now and then, remember, he just has these awful months, and then he's fine. Last year in August, he was.
He was really good.
And then, you know, he was good there, and then he was awful, you know, a different month. So he was good in the playoffs. He was good in September. August, he was started awful, ended up finally at the end. End of July, he was terrible. So, you know, he usually has a 4 to 5 week span where he looks like he forgot how to pitch.
Yeah.
So you're hoping it's that. And then there's Trevor Bauer.
What about Trevor?
Unfortunately, it's kind of like what we've seen, some good, some bad, all in the same game.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes I'm watching, he looks great. Other times...
He'll go inning to inning almost. I say 3 or 4 innings there, and then all of a sudden he loses it. So right now, the rotation, you got 5 guys, 2 struggling. Now, the good thing, by the way, Mike Clevinger, who's sort of the starter in waiting, he's already been like the International League pitcher of the
really?
First 2 weeks, yeah. He's won 2 games, I think, allowed 1 run and 2 starts.
Doing well in AAA.
He's very gifted.
Great.
So,
okay.
You know, they may need him. Although when he gets up here, he's a very, while being gifted, he's like wired.
Yeah.
And they always want to just calm him down with the long hair flowing. Yeah. And, you know, he wants to throw 150 miles an hour. And he's a great guy to be around because he's so enthusiastic. But it's like somewhere between him and, you know, how Kluber looks like he's just,
yeah.
They always call Klubot or whatever there.
Robot.
You want to get him a little more towards the Kluber end of
okay.
it so you could, you know, kind of calm it down. So that's the starters.
What about Michael Brantley? Because he's been back and looks good so far.
Hit 2 home runs.
Yeah.
That's been the shocker because the Indians thought he might struggle with his power early on because he's still building up all those muscles in the right shoulder that the one had been surgically repaired. So he's been just exciting.
Encarnacion?
He's not been exciting.
That's what I was going to say.
He's been frustrated.
A big thud.
Yes. In fact, I have to look it up, but somebody who followed his career for a long time. Actually, last year he had a pretty good April in Toronto, but they said the previous years he really struggled. I'm
going
to make sure that's true. But right now, home plate is not real wide, but he's taken it. Say home plate is like a dinner plate, but the way he's trying to pull everything, it's like a teacup.
Okay.
You know? In other words, where his bat range is,
mm-hmm.
he has that open stance in the right-handed box. He's trying to pull everything to left field. And you can just see if it's not on the inside part of the plate, I mean, he's just missing it. Mm. And he usually isn't that type of hitter. I don't know whether he got into a bad habit of trying to hit everything out or what. But, I mean, he's averaged 39 homers, 110 RBIs over the last 5 years. You just figure he's got to snap out of it. But I was just thinking the first week of the season, and, you know, there are the Dolans. Kicked out the $60 million going, this is what we get for $60 million?
I'm wondering the same thing. But, you know, I'm trying to keep in mind it's early. It's early.
That's what Francona keeps saying over and over again. So it's always funny. It's like, here's how it goes. When it's something that's going well, like Brantley hitting home runs, you don't say it's early. He still has time to become a mess and hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
You go, hey, it's early. His shoulder looks strong. This is great. Okay. When the guy is not hitting, you go, don't worry, it's early. He's going to be fine.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, you got Francisco Lindor. How's he been doing?
Might be the best player in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just when you add in the defense, all of a sudden the power. This guy's had two or three home runs off the – I mean, two or three balls that could have been home runs, and along with the four he's hit, off the top of the wall.
Wow.
He's really been terrific on that.
Jose Ramirez.
Same thing, you know, he got the contract extension in spring training, and, you know, he's a self-made player in terms of nobody ever thought he could play, and he doesn't look like a ball player. And I mean, he hit two three-run homers over the weekend in a game. Is playing excellent second base. He looks really good.
Now, you there's a player named Yandy Diaz.
Yes.
And he's just been brought up. They're giving him a chance. How's he doing?
The weird thing about Yandy Diaz, in spring training, he's just struggled defensively. I saw some of it. He almost didn't make the team because they were afraid he couldn't play third base. Well, his defense has been good, sometimes even really good.
Hmm.
His hitting's been pretty good. He's hit the ball hard a lot, but he hasn't, and he's hitting around 250. You could see he looks like a good hitter, so there's promising there. Now, the flip side is Yan Gomes.
I was going to mention him next.
Well, you've watched him. What do you see?
It was not good at all.
Lost. I mean, Amanda, this guy went from in 2014, he was the best hitting catcher in the American League. 2015, he hurt his knee. 2016, he hurt his shoulder. 2017, he could barely hit 100 right now.
Mm.
They always talk about how guys get themselves out. I mean, a scout told me, you know, you could roll the ball up to him and he'd swing and miss it.
Oh, wow.
And that means not that it's like, obviously, it's all become so emotional to him that he almost doesn't know what he's swinging at. It's a problem, Amanda, because what if he's just in a total funk?
Can they play Roberto Perez instead?
Yes, they'll play him some of the time.
Okay.
But he's not a particularly good hitter either. At least he's not that bad. But they were really hoping for a bounce back from Gomes. And the odd thing about Gomes, I'll even carry this farther because I've been trying to figure this out, and the Indians too. I remember when they traded for him. They sent a pitcher named Esmiel Rogers to the Blue Jays, and they got Gomes, who played in the minors some first base and some third base and caught a little bit. They didn't even have a position for him. But as Chris Antonetti, the Indians president, told me, we really think Yan's a good right-handed hitter. We got to find out where to play him. We're going to start at catcher.
Hmm.
So he was like, you know, a 280 to 300 hitter with power in the minors. Early in his big league career, he showed power and hit like 260, 270, yeah. And then turned out to be a very good defensive catcher. Now his defense behind the plate is still very good, throws guys out, all that stuff. But you can't bat like 74.
No.
Or where he comes up to the plate, I mean, it's just, that's a big issue, and they're going to have to figure that one out.
Sounds like there is some good, but lots of things need to be worked out here.
Yeah, and the last thing that has been very good is in your bullpen, sometimes Cody Allen gives you little thrills before he saves the game, but he saves the game.
Okay.
Remember, they're worried about Andrew Miller in the World Baseball Classic. His arm's going to be sore or whatever. He looks good.
Good.
Brian Shaw is like the worst pitcher in spring training ever. His ERAs are always like 59. I mean, they're horrible. They are. They're like 12. They're like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Francona told me he was very glad when someone warned him when he first got the job in 2013 that Brian Shaw is terrible in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was terrible again, but he looks fine now. So you've got those three guys lined up in the bullpen looking pretty good. and you've got a manager. You got Terry Francona knows how to manage. So, and you are in the Central Division. But here, this was the last point that was interesting. Who did the Indians play over the weekend?
The Tigers.
Last year, remember, the first 11 times they played the Tigers, what happened?
They beat them.
Yeah, they ended up being 15-4. What happened this weekend? How many of the Tigers win?
2 out of 3.
Out of three.
Not good.
The Tigers took it personally. They did.
Yeah.
That's why, if you notice it right, 2 games into the series, are yelling at the Indians and saying, you're stealing signs, and Cabrera, you're throwing at me. And
oh, yeah, it got
but they, tricky. I mean, they did pull the Tiger tail there, you know. And so this is going to be fun. But I think what early on, and I could be wrong, but early on what I'm seeing is the idea that the Indians may just kind of blow through the Central Division.
Maybe not. Okay.
Maybe the Tigers are better than we thought.
Interesting. All right. See how it goes. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.